This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Weather Service is warning of potentially historic rain in California from the storm that's been battering that state and other parts of the West, including parts of Oregon and Washington State. Two people have died in this storm in the Seattle area. The AP's Mike Hempen on the track of this weather system.
A powerful storm barreled towards Southern California after flooding highways, toppling trees, and causing mud flows in areas burned bare by recent fires across the northern part of the state. Drenching showers and strong winds accompanied the arrival of an atmospheric river. A long and wide plume of moisture pulled in from the Pacific Ocean.
They're dealing with flooding across the San Francisco Bay Area, and National Weather Service meteorologist Sierra Littlefield says Sacramento set a record for rainfall in a 24-hour period.
5.44 inches. Which broke the previous record of 5.28 inches set back in 1880. So definitely been pretty wet here.
It appears to have been a tornado that damaged buildings and knocked out power between Missouri and Illinois along the state line. Damage also reported in other parts of those states from bad weather. President Biden's been trying to get Democrats who are reluctant behind his big new domestic policy bill. We're told now the key Senator Joe Manchin is now okay with the White House proposals for new taxes on billionaires and some corporations to help pay for the spending. President Biden spent hours Sunday at his home in Delaware with Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Coup in Sudan. The top general in Sudan has dissolved the government and announced that the military will run the country after his forces arrested the acting prime minister and other officials. This is AP News. The UN Weather Agency is issuing a warning. The AP's Karen Sharma says this.
Greenhouse gas concentrations hit a new record high last year, according to the World Meteorological Organization. The increase in heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere accelerated faster than the annual average for the last decade. The United Nations Weather Agency released the data in its annual report, noting the change came despite a temporary reduction during pandemic-related lockdowns. The agency said concentrations of carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide were all above levels in the pre-industrial era. The period before 1750 is considered as a time when human activities started disrupting Earth's natural equilibrium. I'm Karen Chamas.
An American Airlines plane traveling from New York to Los Angeles made an emergency landing Sunday in Wisconsin after reports of smoke in the cabin. Everybody evacuated. No injuries reported. The plane's being inspected. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.